At Ipswich High School with Athletic Director Tom Gallagher. I'm Rick Moore with MSONewsSports.com. And Tom, just pulling into the parking lot here at this new high school, well, it's relatively new. G. Elliott Roundy up there on the gymnasium brings back memories for our former WESX listeners, but great tradition here at Ipswich.
Absolutely. It's my 12th year, or coming into my 12th year as the athletic director here, and there were a few that were here before me, but Elliott Roundy was quite the legend. He was retired by the time I met him, but he was a guy that you instantly connected with. Even though he had been out for a long period of time, Ipswich was still really special to him. So I was fortunate enough to get to meet him and Art Carey early on.
The thing is, too, talking with someone like Elliott Roundy, I think of someone like, Terry Francona of the Red Sox, or maybe Bill Belichick. If you could sit down and have dinner with these guys and pick their brains, you know, the history of all the athletes that have come through Ipswich High School and all the high schools around the North Shore. But you have a background. You were at Beverly High School. And tell us how you made it from Beverly High School over here to Ipswich.
Graduated from Beverly High School in the late 80s and went on to Salem State, and I majored in athletic training. So I actually came to Ipswich in 1991, and I was an unpaid intern. And my thought was I would probably do a couple of years here and study for my boards and then end up with a high-paying job somewhere along the way. I was fortunate enough to work with some great people, and a couple years after I got here, the position opened up. So at the time, Chuck Holman was the AD, and he hired me in 94 as the athletic trainer. And I did 10 years here in that capacity, and then in 2004 took over as the athletic director.
All right. And this week, obviously, a very busy week.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Today was our opening day at school, and everybody's kind of gravitating back here for the first time. And people are saying, "Wow, I can't believe summer's gone." And I've said, "Well, we've been back for about 3 weeks full time at this point."
Right, right.
So, you know, but it's great. You know, it's kind of eerie and kind of quiet around here when the kids aren't around. And all of a sudden, you hand out football equipment, and then the football team rolls in, and the cheerleaders are here, and then you're starting tryouts and all your other sports. So. It's great to be back.
Like you never left the building.
Absolutely. Summer goes by really quick.
Give us some highlights of last year that come to mind rather briefly on Ipswich Athletics, you know, the varsity teams.
We had sort of a mixed bag last year. We had some teams that were really middle of the road, some teams that were rebuilding, and we had some teams that really stepped up. Coming to mind, first and foremost, I think probably the girls and boys basketball teams. Girls made another run into the state tournament. I think that's probably at least 10 or 12 years in a row. The boys basketball team has been down a little bit the last few years, but it was really nice to see them turn the page this year. They didn't make the state tournament, but arguably they were probably one of the hottest teams on the North Shore.
Okay.
And then for the spring for us, we had boys and girls lacrosse who both won North sectional titles and Cape Ann titles and became state semifinalists. So that was very exciting around here in the springtime.
The Cape Ann League is very competitive, and the size of the schools changes from Rockport up to Masquinomet. So it does present challenge for kids of smaller schools.
It certainly does. You know, every school, I think, sort of has that sport or two that they're really strong at. And, you know, whether we're playing Rockport or we're playing Masquinomet, you know, a school like Ipswich is more the bottom middle, I think, in terms of size-wise. You know, I'd like to think year in, year out, we can compete with most of those teams. But when you're playing up against bigger schools, you know, it can hurt your Cape Ann League record, but if you're lucky enough to make the state tournament, it's really some good practice and some good competition to prep you for the state tournament.
You get that outside practice against tougher, bigger opponents.
Absolutely, and it pays dividends when you get into the state tournament when you play a tough schedule like that.
Off-season summer workouts for the kids. I know a lot of schools have programs in general for all athletes. Ipswich, I presume, has the same.
We do. Ours is a little more segmented, I think, than I would like it to be, and that's one of the things that we're kind of working towards. You know, our first challenge is to get them in here and get them through the door. And I think over the last couple of years, my coaching staff has done a great job at really trying to offer opportunities for kids. this year we kind of turned the corner a little bit. We have a new football coach that came on board, Kevin Fassett. And Kevin's background really has a lot to do with strength and conditioning. And through some work with some booster groups, one called the Ipswich Education Foundation, with Coach Fassett and myself, we're able to secure some new weight room equipment. So we had some great workouts. Football team was averaging probably 30 or 40 guys a day during the summer. The soccer teams were out in force, the field hockey team as well. So our hope is that we can kind of get them all under one umbrella in the future and really try and run a comprehensive program.
What changes might we expect under Coach Fassett?
This is his first head coaching job. He's most recently been an assistant at Melrose. He has a tremendous amount of energy. Ipswich, having traditionally for years and years and years been a wing T team, gravitated a little bit away from that the last couple of years under Coach Brotherton. And Coach Fassett is probably going to be a little bit more of a change because he's not necessarily married to any particular offense. He's much more of the mindset of look at the personnel you have and try and work to your strengths. Where, you know, in the past, I think a lot of football teams were really geared towards one particular style. I think he's going to be much more open-ended. So I would expect Friday nights will be pretty exciting under him.
Absolutely. I see that in Manchester, Essex, Coach Hutton is bringing back the wing tee, bringing it over from Beverly.
That's interesting. There are still a few out there, and there are a lot of coaches that still really believe that the wing tee is an offense that they want to use. I'm not sure that the fans necessarily agree with that because they like the run and shoot and throw the ball down the field and all the stuff they see on Sunday afternoons with the pros.
Well, being so close to Paul Ingram – oh, I hit the stop button again, did I? No, I didn't. Okay, being so close to Paul Ingram I got to tell you, the wing tee did Gloucester pretty good over the years. But you mentioned some of the sports for fall, and maybe just kind of let us know or give us an idea of what you expect, maybe numbers-wise, and are there any other new coaches for the fall?
Yeah, our numbers are pretty much the same as they have been the last few years. Our enrollment's dropped over the last couple of years a little bit. There's been a fluctuation in some of the middle school classes that have come up, so our numbers are down a little bit. Preliminary look right now, we have pretty much the same number across the board in all of our sports. We're a little bit thinner in, I think, girls soccer and field hockey than we have been in the past. Football's down a little bit this year. But we have a brand new football coaching staff this year from top to bottom. Not only Coach Fassett, but the assistant coaches that are working with him are all brand new underneath him. Our girls soccer coach and our boys soccer coach are both going into their second years here. Field hockey coach, I think, is going into her third year. So by and large, we've got a fairly new coaching staff.
Yeah. You guys have a user's fee here?
We do, unfortunately. We are $650 per kid per year, which gets you one, two, or three sports with a $900 family cap.
Okay. Well, Tom, you know, a great tradition at Ipswich High School, and thank you for letting me come over here today. But anything else you might want to mention about Ipswich athletics or the kids or the school year?
Ipswich is a special place. You know, there's a lot of tradition, a lot of history in athletics here, and I think you can go back to the days of Jack Welch and, you know, Elliot Roundy and Art Carey and all those guys. And one of the things that's always struck me, other than the fact that I'm originally from Beverly and grew up in black and orange and came to work in Ipswich, which was black and orange, the tradition here is really incredible. The support from the community, the support from the fans is really amazing. The more successful our teams are every year, the bigger the crowds get. And, you know, if anybody remembers back to when the boys basketball team, probably about 8 or 10 years ago, we were making state tournament runs, it seemed like the entire town of Ipswich would show up decked out in orange T-shirts in support. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to put some good product on the field in the courts this year and do that again.
You know, my final thought is everybody knows that football is a good take on a Friday night. Doesn't cost a whole lot of money. But watching these other kids in other sports is a lot of fun, too.
It certainly is. It really doesn't get much better than high school athletics as far as I'm concerned. You know, for most of our athletes, these 4 years are years to cherish because they don't necessarily get to play again. So the last time they walk off the field here with their stick or their helmet or the basketball under their arm is the last time they get to do that, sometimes for many kids competitively. So the experience that we try to create for them here is really one that's meaningful and hopefully something that they enjoy.
Excellent. Thanks, Tom.
Sure.
That is Tom Gallagher, the athletic director at Ipswich High School. With MSONewsSports.com, I'm Rick Moore.